So first of all, I want to thank you all for coming. It's a pleasure to meet all of you. On behalf of ShouldTrumpRun.com, we're really excited to be here in Iowa. On behalf of the 500,000, it's a big milestone. We just hit 500,000 plus people on the website. We are very excited. We do understand that Iowa is the first stop if anyone is interested in the presidential election. Certainly, along with the other 500,000 individuals, we are very anxious to learn about Iowa and be able to report back to Mr. Trump when he hopefully decides to run in June.
How's he going to make a decision?
That you're going to have to ask him. It's a big personal sacrifice for him.
Who are you meeting with out here?
Major GOP leaders, series of advocates, operatives, fundraisers, just about everybody, I suppose. Everybody. Including the two of the individuals from Iowa that Mr. Trump helped out of Newton, Iowa, when he saw them on the 60 Minutes episode. Two of them are actually coming to Des Moines to say hello.
So you're going to be out here for the full day?
I'll be out here for the full day.
So what did his memo say to you? What are you supposed to accomplish?
Oh, this is not a memo from Mr. Trump. This is actually on my own. I took a personal day today. So my hope is that when I ultimately finish this, I can go back and I can gauge the feeling that I have from Iowa and for Mr. Trump.
So you've had no contact with him about
this? I see him every single day. My office is on his floor, so I certainly do have contact with him. But right now, this is, again, for ShouldTrumpRun.com.
How did the conversation go? Did you say, can I borrow the plane and hop out to Iowa?
Absolutely. It's exactly what I said.
Why take such a big plane?
Well, because the other one that he has is actually even bigger. So he gave me the smaller one, yes.
Okay. Most of the candidates are coming out here personally. How come he's not here?
Well, Mr. Trump's not a candidate. Mr. Trump, again, will be making that decision, which he said many, many times in June, and he will make his own announcements.
What's your understanding about how long he might have been considering this?
This actually started, I believe, when there was a New Hampshire poll that somebody used Mr. Trump's name for, and there was a overwhelming support for him, and I think that was really the impetus.
Did that happen before or after the Newton conversation?
That was before the Newton.
Have you ever been to Iowa before?
I have been to Iowa before, yes.
Do you think he's a good candidate?
It was much warmer, by the way, when I was here.
Do you think he's a good candidate for president, and if so, why?
I think Mr. Trump will be great. First of all, his business acumen, his negotiation skills. I mean, Mr. Trump is one of the wealthiest men in the country. He's also one of the most well-known individuals on the planet. He's made a tremendous fortune for himself, and what would be fabulous is to see him put that ability and his talents to work for the rest of us.
So why would he need that stress, though?
Because the country really needs him more than ever before.
So what is your political background? Have you ever been a political consultant?
I actually worked, I did. I worked in the Capitol. I worked for Congressman Joe Moakley, Democrat. I also worked for a short time for Michael Dukakis at the same period of time. I ran as a Republican in 2003 for city council. Didn't win.
How does the law allow Trump to send a plane from his company on a mission like this? I mean, he's paying for your ride out here.
That's not accurate.
Okay, how is it then?
It's not accurate.
Who's paying for the plane ride?
Somebody else is paying for it. Stuart Rohr is actually paying for it, the co-creator of ShouldTrumpRun.com.
When did you launch the website?
Approximately 2.5 months ago.
For a lot of people, the first mention of Donald Trump as president, you know, a smile or maybe even a chuckle, how will he be taken seriously? I mean, he's been sort of the butt of a lot of late night jokes.
As is President Obama, as well as Mike Huckabee, Ron Paul, Pawlenty, Sarah Palin. I believe they've all been made fun of. That's what the press does. They like to have fun with anyone and everyone.
What does Mr. Trump have that differentiates him from the other potential candidates running right now?
What does he have?
What makes him different, or what makes him potentially?
I don't know. You guys should probably know that on your own. I mean, Mr. Trump is very different. First of all, he's not the one that's created our $15 trillion debt. We don't need more politicians saying the same thing over and over and over again. What we actually need is a business person that can put this country back on where we belong, and that's a path of prosperity. We've lost that. But I really do have to go, so I'm sure I'll be seeing all of you throughout the day.
One last question real quick. I mean, do you think he has a plausible path to win the Republican nomination, given that he's given money to Democratic candidates? He was, you know, against Bush at certain times. I mean,
he's not a fan of Bush number two. That is absolutely correct. He's made that well known. The fact that he's given money to Democrats, Mr. Trump gives money to everybody. And it's irrelevant as to whether or not it's Republican, Democrat. He's an individual, in my opinion, that looks to the individual and not the party. I mean, there are many business deals that he does that requires. I know you're probably talking about Emmanuel in Chicago. As you know, Ari Emanuel is Mr. Trump's agent, and he was asked to make a donation to his agent's brother, and so he did. So thank you again so much. I really do. I really have a very tight schedule.
I just want to clear this up. You do work for Mr. Trump?
I do.
But in this capacity, you are not working for
him. That is correct. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Will you be attending the forum on Waukee tonight?
Yes.